So Buddha engaged in selfless activity, abandoned self-cherishing, stopped working only for himself, and worked for others moment by moment by moment. So we think, I'm going to learn. I don't care how long it takes me. I'm going to learn to do this. I'm going to follow this example. So first, you learn to cherish people close to you because they're right there in front of you. Your mother, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, the people associated with you. Learn to cherish them. So this means believing their happiness is important. Their freedom from suffering, pain, problems is important. So we're thinking to ourselves all day after the meditation, this person's happiness is important. This person's freedom from pain and problems is important. How wonderful. This becomes like our mantra. This person's happiness is important. That's what we work towards. That's what's guiding us. So we have consideration for others, thinking about others, moving our mind from self to others, thinking about others. Learn first with those around you. What will happen? You will find a happy life, even temporarily, because you love your children, friends, partners, parents, relatives. Gradually, you'll love everybody, cherishing all living beings. We can learn this. So what a beautiful practical instruction. You think to yourself, I need this practice right now, today. I need this practice. It's going to help me temporarily to solve all my problems. If we want to be happy today, cherish the people around you. Think this person's happiness is important. It matters. This person's freedom from pain and problems is important. Ultimately, through this practice, I can benefit each and every living being through becoming enlightened. So in the chapter on the good qualities of Geshe Langri Tampa, there's a beautiful story of him showing selfless activity. There's so many stories in our Dharma books, and I would say in our own life, to be inspired by the mind that is cherishing others and what it results in. So then, Venerable Geshe encourages us to follow valid reasoning. So we're using these three methods. Trusting holy speech, so this is like scriptural authority. In our own precious Kadampa book, New Eight Steps to Happiness, from the heart of Wisdom Buddha. And we use the example of the founder of Buddhism, Buddha Shakyamuni. We compare and we make a decision. Buddha's views, intentions, actions, our views, intentions, actions, and we think, I've got to change. I've got to change. Now is the time when every good condition's gathered. I've changed everything on the outside. We need to go in and make the change inside.